نفسه هو نفس الطرق. ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، وان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وسلم. اما بعد، فان اصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الامور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. برضي سيدنا الرشان الله سبحانه وتعالى has sent this religion of Islam, the deen al-haq, so as to cause the Muslims and the human beings in general to be united amongst themselves. And in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made many of the things in this deen singular, He has simplified for us a way in which we are to be united. Our God Allah ta'ala is one. And our millah and our ummah is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, وَإِنَّ هَذِي أُمَّتَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعْبَدُونِ. Verily this ummah of yours is only one ummah, and I am your God, so worship me. In another ayah of the Qur'an, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Do not worship two gods. Verily He is one God. So if Allah Ta'ala had allowed for the existence of another God, we would have been divided amongst ourselves. There would have been a group of us worshipping that God, and another group of us worshipping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And along with this division, there would have been folder and confusion. As Allah tells us in the Qur'an in another ayah, مَا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهٍ إِذٍ لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ أَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an, and Allah has not taken any sons into Himself, and He has not allowed for the existence of two gods. Had there been two gods, each god would have taken what he created and tried to conquer the other god. Glory unto Allah from what they described unto Him. We have one kitab, one qibla, one salah, one aqidah, one prophet. When Isa ibn Maryam comes back, he will not be the new prophet coming to us. He will be the prophet to show us how to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this day, the day of Jum'ah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us from the adab of Yawm al-Jum'ah. When you come to the masjid and you find that the stuff has been made and complete, you have been prohibited, Ya Abdullah, from breaking the link between the shoulders of two people who are already sitting there, because they are united in their body. Even though this one may be reading the Qur'an, and the one to his right is making the dhikr of Allah, and the one to his left is waiting for the khatib, they're not united in their heart, but they're united in their body. And you can't break their rank. What about the person from amongst us who seeks to try to sow the seed of discord between the hearts of the Muslims? And he seeks to unite, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt he's worth in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So many of us, whether we know it or we don't know it, we are helping to sow the seed of discord between the Muslims and their unity. أن الله تعالى التوبة من القرآن الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون. Those people who break the covenant of Allah after it has been ratified and put together, and they seek to break that which Allah orders to be united, like the Muslims, and they make evil and mischief in the earth, verily those are the ones who are the losers. Those are the ones who are the losers. So if you're a person who's given to backbiting, or spreading tales, or lying on the Muslims, you are helping to disunite the Muslims. But there's something else that the people are doing that is a grave sin that needs to be talked about today. This thing in which we are actually making discord between the Muslims because of it. And that is the issue of racism. The racism in the masjid. And the racism that's being fostered in your heart. And the racism that's being taught to your children at home. Racism. There's no one in this masjid, Ikhwan, except that at one time or another, he has been the victim of racism in some shape, form, or fashion. No one has a wife or a sister or a mother who wears the jilbab and the hijab and the niqab, except that when she's gone out, people have thrown abuse at her. Go back to the country where you come from. You look like a ninja. All of us have suffered from this. But this is understood. This is understandable coming from the kuffar. People who don't have a kitab, they don't have a prophet, they don't have a sunnah. They have created for themselves a god that looks like them. White, European. So I can understand his mentality. When I meet him, he thinks he's superior to me because he looks like his god, and I don't. I can understand that. And keep it in mind what the Prophet said. إِسْلَامُ فِي النَّاسِ هُمَا بِهِمْ كُفُرْ أَتْتَانُ فِي النَّسَبْ وَالنِّيَاهَةُ عَلَى النَّيْسِ. Abu Huraira said that the Prophet said, there are two things that the people have, the kuffar included. And these two things are disbelief, that they speak bad about people's lineage and where they come from, and that they wail over the dead person when he dies. So we can understand the behavior and the understanding of the kuffar when they are racist towards us. But we can't understand the racism of the one who claims that he loves Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or the one who claims that he's on the sunnah. Or that he understands Islam and no one else understands Islam. Even though the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَرْضَعُ فِي أُمَّتِي مِنْ أَمُورِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ لَا يَتْرَكُنَّهُنَّ أَبَدًا الفخر في الأحساب والطعن في الأنساب والاستسقاء بالنجوم والنياه. Prophet said there are four things in my community that the people will never let go. And these four things he described are from the deeds of Jahiliyyah. The first thing, that the people of my community will take honor and brag about their lineage and where they came from. The second thing, that they will talk bad about other people and where they came from. And the third thing, when it rains, there will not cease to be a group of people from this ummah who say that it is raining because of this star or that star. And when someone dies, they scream and they wail. We want you brothers to pay close attention to these two hadiths. That the Prophet described them as kufr and as the affairs of Jahiliyyah. Racism. So we ask those brothers who claim that they want to see the Islamic State established. Why is it that we are so quick to pronounce kufr on a person, the ruler, or other than the ruler? Because Allah said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. We are quick to pronounce takfir on a person, and we use double standards in our pronunciation. The Prophet said, that racism is kufr and from the affairs of jahiliyyah. And we've seen with our own eyes and heard with our own ears how some of us are racist. All you brothers have to do is talk to any brother from al-Maghrib, al-Maghariba. And when I say the brother from Maghrib, I see Morocco as we understand it today. I'm talking about Morocco, Maghrib, meaning all those countries in the west, that's west from Medina. Libya, Maghrib, Algeria, all of those countries. Just talk to any brothers who come from there. And you'll know that Allah Ta'ala has created those people in Afnaf, different people. For an example, the Berbers, Muslims, who are many times darker than their brothers. You'll find the Berbers feeling better than the people who are not Berbers. And the ones who are more lighter, feeling that they're better than the Berbers. This one can't marry from that one, and that one can't marry from that one. Look at the Arabs and the Khalid, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Abu Dhabi. All of them think that they're better than the next country. And then if you look at the rest of the Arab world, the Muslims, you will find that they hate the people from the Khalid, like the Kuwaitis and the Saudis, because Allah gave them money. They hate them and they hate them. Facing our brothers from Somalia, they can tell you about the Huroob and Ahliya that's taking place in their country because of these tribes. We come to this country to escape the war, only to carry with us the same racism from Somalia. A delicate issue that you can't even talk about without people wanting to kill one another. We can't forget our brothers from Asia, our Asian brothers, who I have not had the opportunity to mix with until I came to this country. And I've been mixing with the Asian Muslims, all of them of course. I was surprised to find that the Asian Muslims, are practicing the caste system just like the Hindus and the Sikhs. This one is from the Punjab, this one is from Bangladesh, can't marry from this one, we're better than that one. So my brothers, the Afro-Caribbeans, they sit here and they say, we're exempt. Abu Usama is bashing everyone else. Nah, we're not bashing everyone else. The brothers from Jamaica, we are found a racist. How many times have we heard that brothers from Jamaica talk about other brothers and they call them Maori? You're from a small island, I'm from Jamaica. You're from Dominica, I'm Jamaican. You're from St. Croix, I'm Jamaican. What pride did you get out of being from Jamaica? You were brought over as a slave to Jamaica, and he was brought over as a slave to St. Croix. And both of you are oppressed. What did Jamaica give you? Islam? Racism in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we say to you brothers, we need to contemplate the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because it is only Islam that can get us in this one place to sit together as brothers. It's only Islam that can rectify the problem. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O mankind, you and you and you, O mankind, verily we have created you from a male and a female, Adam and Eve, all of you. And the Prophet said, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمْ قَبَدَ قَبْدَةٍ مِنْ جَمِيعِ الْأَرْضِ. When Allah created Adam, He took a handful of all of the dirt on the earth, the red and black and white and yellow. And that's why the sons of Adam come out red, white, black, yellow. No other reason other than that. Not because this one has superiority over that one. Because Allah Ta'ala created you like that. We have created you from a single man, a male and a female. And we have made you nations and tribes so that you may just know one another. I'm from Jamaica. And I'm from Morocco. And I have a mixed history and experience that I want to share with you. So that we can collectively, based upon what we know about one another, work for the betterment and the advancement of Islam in ourselves. Okay, Aki, what have you been through? Now hear my story. Let's work. We have created you nations and tribes so that you can know one another. Not so that you can despise one another. Verily, the best of you in the sight of Islam, in the sight of Allah, is he who is the most conscious one of his duty to Allah. God. Zayrukum. Men ta'allam al-Qur'an wa'allamuh. The best of you is who learned the Qur'an and even taught the Qur'an. Just that you're a white man or a black man or Jamaican. Zayrukum Islamin. Zayrukum Khulatin. The best of you in Islam. The one who has the best character. خيركم في الجاهلية خيركم في الإسلام إذا فقهوا في الدين. The best of you in جاهلية are the best of you in Islam if you understand this religion. A man doesn't pray, he doesn't fast, he drinks and smokes, you can't see the sunnah on him, you can't smell Islam in his house, and he comes and he has the nerve to think that he's better than his brother who's praying. And we close to Allah Ta'ala, we take jahil from the affairs of jahiliyyah. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ وَثَبَّتَنَا اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا عَلَى صِرَاطِهِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ التَّوْفِيقَ وَالسَّدَادَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والنصر والانتصار للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أخرج الإمام البيهقي في كتابه شؤون الإيمان بسند صحيح عن أبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: انتسب رجلان على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أحدهما لصاحبه: أنا فلان بن فلان، فمن أنت؟ لا أم لك. لما سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الكلام قال: انتسب رجلان على عهد موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام فقال أحدهم: أنا فلان ابن فلان، حتى أدى تسعة من أسماء أبيه وأجداده. قال: أنا فلان ابن فلان، حتى أدى تسعة، فمن أنت؟ لا أم لك. فقال صاحب له: أنا فلان ابن فلان ابن الإسلام. فأوحى الله تبارك وتعالى لموسى أن تقول لهذين المنتسبين: أما أنت أيها المنتمي إلى تسعة هم من أهل النار، أنت عاشرهم فيها، وأما أنت يا أيها المنتسب إلى الاثنين هما من أهل الجنة، أنت ثالثهما فيها. أبي بن كعب, he said that one day during the Prophet's time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were two Muslims who started to compete about where they came from in their lineage. Listen to this hadith, ya ikhwan. One of them said, I am so and so, the son of so and so. Who are you? You not have a mother. You're nobody. Who are you? The Prophet ﷺ, upon hearing that, interrupted and said, verily there were two men like Tutu during the time of Musa. One of them said to his brother, I'm so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, until he mentioned nine of the names of his fathers and grandfathers. Who are you? May you not have a mother. The second man from Bani Israel said, I'm so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, the son of Al-Islam. My father's father is Al-Islam. So Allah Ta'ala revealed to Musa to say to these two men, as for you, the one who has connected himself said 9 people were from the hellfire, so there are 10 of them in the hellfire. What are you connecting yourself to your grandfather for with kuffar? To your people who are kuffar, Jamaica. Take Jamaica higher. Jamaica, you're Mecca. And as for you, the one who has connected himself to 2 people who are from the paradise, you are the 3rd one in paradise. One's honor is in connecting ourselves to this deen. Isn't it enough for you that your son walks around and his name is Muhammad ibn Ismail, Ibn Islam? This is honor. As for some of us who are given to making the statement, our grandfathers, the black people were such great people in Egypt. Fir'aun, our grandfather Fir'aun, they built so many great pyramids. Our grandfather Fir'aun and Nimrod and Hammurabi, our grandfathers. Your grandfather, yeah, what? Have you not heard what the poet said? لَيْسَ الْفَتَى مَنْ يَقُولُ كَانَ أَبِي وَإِنَّمَا الْفَتَى مَنْ يَقُولُ هَا أَنَا ذَا. The mighty one, the powerful one, the man is not the one who says, my father used to do, my grandfather used to do, my father said, my father did. But the strong one is the one who said, here I am right now. I'm a man. I'm building civilization. Here I am. Not my father. Your father is a careful, silent, sitting cook. So let us connect ourselves to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it enough that Islam is our father? And let us be those people who want to take the affairs of Jahiliyyah and the affairs of Kufr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his great name to make us of the people who are like the Prophet's companions, who accepted one another irregardless of their color and irregardless of the places where they came from. Bilal and Suhaib and Suhaib and Salman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get rid of us this disease of racism, to make us understand that it is actually a person having a problem with the cover of Allah ta'ala. Kufr and shirk. The man came to the Prophet and he was not mean. His knees rubbed together, so he made his soul go down and drag on the earth. Not because he was arrogant. He wanted to hide his knees. He didn't do it because he wasn't arrogant, clearly. The Prophet said, why are you doing this? He said, my knees are not needed, O Rasulullah, and they are aged, the bad thing. So the Prophet said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna allaha ahsana kulla ma khalaqa. Surely Allah has created everything beautiful. Anta jameel wa anta hakeza. Wa anta wasim wa anta hakeza. وأنت تمام وأنت هكذا وأنت على ما يرام وأنت هكذا. الله الخالق is the best of those who create. So we ask Allah to save us from that understanding. Those people have a problem with Allah's cover.
There's one more thing that we want to mention, our ikhwan. Concerning today's khutbah, that's also extremely important. And we hope that you brothers pay attention to this fact, and that you never forget it, you take it into consideration, and that you tell those who are not here because maybe they've gone to the town hall or any other masjid. We want you brothers to tell those who are not here so that they would know insha'Allah. And that is that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the Quran, he has named the muhajireen, muhajireen. And Allah Ta'ala has named the Ansar in the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala says about this fact, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ. Allah says, and those people who are the vanguard of Al-Islam, the first to accept Al-Islam, the Muhajireen and the Ansar. He mentioned them in the Qur'an. In another ayah, he says, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ. Allah has forgiven the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muhajireen and the Ansar. Allah named them in the Quran by these two names.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith, حُبُّ الْأَنْصَارِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. To love the Ansar is from Iman. So Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the Muhajireen, Muhajireen, and the Ansar, the Ansar. One time there was a dispute between two of the Muslims. One of them was from the Muhajireen and the other one was from the Ansar. When the Muhajireen became upset, he stood up and he said, Ya lil Muhajireen, oh my brothers from the Muhajireen. Upon hearing that, his other brother from the Ansar stood up and said, Ya lil Ansar. So the people of the Ansar stood up and everyone took their swords out, ready to fight, ready to go to war. The Muhajireen, for those who don't know, they're the ones who immigrated from Mecca to Medina. They accepted Islam and left their houses and their monies and they went to Medina with the Prophet. And they were from different tribes, from Quraysh and other than Quraysh. But Allah called all of them Muhajireen, but they made the migration. The Ansar were the people who were already in Medina, who accepted Islam, and then they opened their hearts, their homes, and their pockets to their brothers, the Muhajireen, when they came. And they consisted of two tribes of Medina, Al-Aws and Khazraj. So they stood up and they were about to go at war with one another. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a lesson. When he observed this, he said to both groups, "Adawatul jahiliya wa ana bayna azharikum fatrukuha fa innaha natina." He said to them, "Do you people make the call of the times of jahiliya, and I'm right here in your presence? I'm here teaching you, you see me, you have the Quran and you have the Sunnah, and you know what it's saying about racism. I'm in your presence, what's your excuse?" He said, "Leave it alone, for verily it stinks, it's repugnant." What's the lesson? The lesson, Ikhwan, is that Allah Ta'ala named them Muhajireen and Ansar in the Quran. The tasmiyah is ilahiyah. He and min Allah. The name is from Allah. And it's from the Sunnah, the religious name. And when it was used to make division amongst the Muslims, when it was used to make hatred and rancor between the hearts of the Muslims, the Prophet described it as the dawah of the times of Jahiliyyah. Even though it's from Allah. But look what it's being used for. With that being the case, any other name that's not from Allah, when it's being used to make division between the Muslims, it stinks even more, and it's even more from Jahiliyyah, because Allah didn't name you Pakistani or Caribbean, or He didn't name you Moroccan, nor did He name you Shafi'i, nor did He name you Maliki, nor did He name you Tablighi, nor did He name you Ikhwani, nor did He name you Hizb ut-Tahriri. So whenever these names are used to make division, it stinks even more, and it's more from Jahiliyyah. So the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man ad-da'a bi da'wa al-jahiliyyah fa innahu jazaa jahannam." فقال الرجل يا رسول الله وإن صلى وصام قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن صلى وصام فدعوا بدعوى الله الذي سماكم المسلمون المؤمنون عباد الله. Prophet said, whoever makes this call at the times of Jahiliyyah, verily he will be in the hellfire. So a man said, O Messenger of Allah, even if the one who makes this claim, who makes this call, even if he prays and he fasts, he's going to be in the hellfire. He said, even if he prays and even if he fasts. So call yourself by the dawah of Allah, who has named you Muslims, believers, servants of Allah. Muslimin, mu'mineen, ibad Allah. That's what Allah Ta'ala has named us. But instead, our father Ibrahim has named us that in the Quran, as Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس. الجهاد in the cause of Allah. The real jihad. Struggle, the real jihad in the cause of Allah. He has guided you and he has not made things difficult for you brothers in your religion. This is the religion of your father Ibrahim. This is the religion of your father Ibrahim. He has named you Muslims before and you've been named Muslims in this Quran so that the Prophet can be a witness over you and so that you can be witnesses over the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khayr in this